This is WNIN's Tech Talk DLC. You're listening to us on the internet because it's magic. I'm Tony Voss, and with me is our technology expert at WNIN, Justin Williams. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Today we're going to be talking about hideous things that people are doing to us behind closed doors in regards to our cell phone. Justin, what is a rootkit, and why is there one on my smartphone?
Okay, so I don't remember if we were doing my old plugged-in show when this happened, but a couple of years ago, there was this kind of a scandal with Sony laptops where they had this secret software installed on them that would trace everything that you were doing on your laptop and share it with a server on the internet, so the keystrokes and sites visited and whatnot. And that's basically a rootkit. It's a piece of software that's installed on your device that you don't know about and you probably can't get rid of, and it's sharing data that you're not really aware of and you didn't really opt into. There's this scandal that's really starting to bubble up now with mobile phones, where they're on a variety of different Android phones, BlackBerries, and a lot of Nokia phones as well on all of the different carriers. So what happened was around Thanksgiving, this hacker in Connecticut was playing around with his phone, like all hackers do on Thanksgiving. They eat turkey and then they hack their cell phones. And he discovered that there's this software on his phone from this weird company called Carrier IQ. And what it was doing was it was tracking stuff that's not too dangerous, like whenever you have a dropped call. That's kind of good to know about because you can send that back to the carrier and they can hopefully fix your cell towers. But it was also tracking things like your web pages visited, text messages, and everything that you typed on the phone. And it was storing it on the phone in a log. So that's not good. No one wants everything they've ever typed on their phone to be saved to a log and potentially sent off to some private company that you've never heard of. So he started digging around a little bit, and he was like, well, what's Carrier IQ? And if you go to the Carrier IQ website, they say, Carrier IQ is the market leader in mobile service intelligence, that's capitalized, solutions that have revolutionized the way mobile operators and device vendors gather and manage information from end users. Okay, that doesn't sound so terrible. But the problem is you can't run a keystroke logger on every Android phone out there and not give the users the ability to opt out. More importantly, you can't run stuff like this and not tell users that you're running it. So this is starting to bubble up as this like kind of big scandal of how many phones is this on? Is it on the iPhone? Is it not on the iPhone? Is it on AT&T phones? Is it on Verizon phones? We're still trying to figure that out. But this looks like it's going to be kind of a big scandal going into 2012.
Normally, when you get something like this, where they want tracking information, they want to know some data about you, you are given pretty upfront a way to say, no, don't send these, or yes, I want to participate in this. You're given a terms of service and everything. Would it improve the situation if all these manufacturers, just the first time you turned on the phone, gave you this prompt?
Right, and that's what Apple does. And it's still up in the air if Apple was using Carrier IQ or is using them presently. When you launch your iPhone in the first launch experience, it asks, do you want to send usage and diagnostics data to Apple so we can better improve the iPhone service? And if you say yes, it'll send this stuff. If you say no, it won't. But the Apple stuff does not send full-on keystroke logs. That's the biggest problem, is you shouldn't be logging every single letter that I type on my phone. What we're going to get to with this is most likely the handsets on Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint are going to have to issue updates that let you opt out of this service if you want to. Because right now, the only way to disable Carrier IQ on your phones is to root the phone, which basically means to jailbreak it, and then install a different version of Android on it. So unless you're me or possibly you, you're stuck with this running on your phone right now.
If you want to know about all things tech, then there's a couple ways that you can listen to us. You can hear us right here on the Tech Talk DLC at WNIN.org. You can also check out The Trend, our Friday show at noon on WNIN-FM, and then podcasted later right back here at WNIN.org. As for now, Justin Williams is our technology expert at WNIN. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.